Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada, coming to you with another episode on how to make money with vinyl records, having your own vinyl record business. It's an easy business to be in. It's easy to operate, easy to ship records. It's a very interesting business to be in. I would advise you to start your own vinyl record business. If you have a collection, great. If you don't have one, no problem. You can get records very easily from flea markets, antique stores, online, many, many areas. And again, if you don't sell something for an inventory, you could always listen to it, right? Right. Okay, this is another episode brought to you by Power Records, Power Records Canada. And we have a store on Discogs and we have a store on MusicStack. Look us up there. And guess what, guys? We also have a Facebook page at Power Records One, just like everybody else. If you like to email us about maybe you want to be on the show, or maybe you have a band that you want to promote on the show, even a band that has a vinyl record, that would be fabulous. But you just click the email button there on Facebook, have a look on Facebook at Power Records One, and ask us, and we hopefully will get you on the show. Or you can email us at jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and we could arrange something hopefully through email there. So again, I hope you do have a vinyl record store if you have a vinyl record collection. Today is what we call Cyber Monday, right? It's a term used that's been used for about 15 years now. This is where everybody goes crazy online and buys stuff online discounted, right? So if you do sell vinyl records, or if you look at sites like Amazon and eBay, you'll see a lot of prices slashed. I don't know if you have a store and you have your prices slashed, but this is the day everybody does it. Because this is when retailers basically make a chunk of their business. So Cyber Monday basically is the term used, you know, this is like the Monday after Thanksgiving, where it was created by retailers hoping that people would shop online, right? And that hope, believe it or not, is the truth, right? Examples like Amazon and eBay, Discogs, you know, you'll see Shopify is another site where prices are slashed. And again, it was all started back in 2005. It's now one of the largest, most popular shopping days, including records, guys. If you do look on the eBay sites and Amazon, you'll see a lot of items have a big slash with 30% off. So if you are buying records, hey, maybe this is the day to look and look at deals that you can buy in multiples. So what I mean by that is if you can get 30% off or 40% off vinyl records from certain dealers on eBay or Amazon, you know, you build up your collection that way. That's the time to buy them, because I usually, you know, physically shop around. But I do buy bulk records from Discogs and MusicStack sometimes. And a day like today, you may find deals that'll help your inventory, especially on Cyber Monday. So a lot of the retailers, in fact, 80%, including record retailers, say that they have increased sales substantially on this day, mainly due to serious discounts that, you know, they have to offer. So you know, retailers look forward to this day. They make more money selling records, and people that buy records look forward to this day because they can increase their inventory through a lot of the deals that are out there. So have a look, and you can, like, if you can, like, I'll give an example. In 2017, Cyber Monday went from $2.9 billion in sales to $6.5 billion in sales in 2017. That's a climb of about $4 billion in just a couple of years. So you can see it's a very, very popular day. And if you have whether you have a store or whether you're shopping for records, this is a great day for everybody, isn't it? So Cyber Monday is, you know how I talked about Black Friday last episode? Well, this is the equivalent to Black Friday except it's online, what we call cyber, right? Now, what happens basically is the sales that you do see that are happening in the online industry right now, it's taken away those sales from the brick and mortar stores, unfortunately. But just that's the way things are going right now, and that's the way things are trending to online. It pulls away sales from them, but there's nothing really you can do about that. It's just the way things are progressing, right? So again, you can have a store on eBay or Amazon or Shopify. You could sell records there, and you can look forward to these type of days, which is called Cyber Monday. It's just couple of tips for you if you are starting out in the business or are expanding your business onto online retail selling vinyl records. Have a look at my Facebook page today if you can. I've listed a whole bunch of new articles there where I talked about the top bands of all time, top records of all time. A couple of new articles which are really interesting. So have a look when you can. That's on my Facebook page, Facebook One. Guys, that's my show for today, short and sweet. I hope you give it a thumbs up, and I hope you subscribe to this podcast, which is the Power Records Podcast. Talk to you soon, and keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.